Hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, brother!
That's all the news. I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Taiwan has been hit by its most powerful earthquake in 25 years. At least 9 people are dead, hundreds injured. Parts of the central U.S. and the Ohio Valley have been blasted by strong storms, spawning tornadoes, damaging hail, and flooding rains. Israel's military chief says a misidentification led to the airstrike that killed 7 Gaza aid workers, Israel vowing a thorough, independent investigation. A second temporary channel has been opened at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore, allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to get around the wreckage that's blocking the main channel into the port of Baltimore. And responding to President Biden's declaration of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, former President Trump declaring Election Day Christian Visibility Day. Dow futures down 33 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheek, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Did that work for you?
No.
Okay, we'll keep trying. We've got another 2 hours and 49 shopping minutes to have a little fun and make you smile today. Could I sound any more disingenuous than that?
No.
By the way, yoga pants, not recommended in the time since I first walked outside this morning till now. The temperature has really taken a dip. Rich Thomas sends this overnight tornado touchdowns. There was a supercell, and my weather radio went off with this. And I can hear the thing because it's in another room, but to hear the details, you got to get up and go listen to it. And it talked about this very situation. It was a huge supercell storm, which you could easily see from anywhere in Montgomery County because the northwestern horizon was just flickering nonstop. Multiple tornado touchdowns from that cell from about 10:30 to 12:45, and it tracked from Perry to extreme northern Dallas into Watauga County, according to Rich Thomas, to Chilton and then to Coosa. Touchdown several times, causing damage, and there were multiple funnels involved with this. National Weather Service says, since it looks like we've had our first tornadoes of the year for our 39 counties, this is the longest into the year. April 2nd, we've gone without a tornado in our area since 2004. The patterns change. You know, we've seen more activity in the early part of the year, the last couple of years. But you only have to go back to 2011 to April 15th and April 27th, two in a month, that were pretty serious. Let's see. We've gone without a tornado in our area since 2004. And 1998. This is going back through 1988. All other years since 1988 have featured at least one tornado in our coverage area by the end of March. So the tornado season is off to a late start, but it's one of those things. You know, we're talking about 2011 when we had, 38, including a bunch of F4s and F5s, including the one that chewed up Tuscaloosa. And Rich's weather blog is on my Facebook page, along with some other details about where the touchdowns occurred yesterday. You can check all of that out now while we get the forecast for today and into the weekend from Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Let's get up.
Get up, get up.
I set my alarm for this.
Come, we have a show to do.
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
I'm smart, I'm talented.
I'm very talented.
And very humble.
All right, yeah, enough of the jibber-jabber.
Enough of the jibber-jabber.
Let the show begin.
It's showtime.
As Benyon standing against the back wall of the studio, he has taken his seat. Please welcome our leader.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Morning.
Hey.
Morning.
All that severe weather was a lot closer to you last night. Did you...
Was it? No, it didn't happen until long after I'd gone to sleep.
Oh, and not enough to wake up.
Well, I woke up at about 11:30 hearing the rain come down. I did not hear thunder. I'm guessing there was wind. I could probably... We got wind chimes out back. Probably could hear those, but I could definitely hear the rain.
Yeah, I down. Was in the yard watching this thing once we got that warning on the supercell, and that was the issue, you know, the big deal of the evening.
What time was that?
Around the time you heard the rain.
Oh, okay. Wow.
and looking to the northwest, it was just nonstop flickering. Mm-hmm. It was a very impressive show, and I was kind of concerned for you because oftentimes Prattville becomes the bullseye for...
Can be. It can be. My neighborhood got hit once, but I was a block over, so I miss, you know, I was very lucky in that regard, but that was 2008.
And a big difference...
And that was February. You know, you were talking about how late in the season. Right. That was February when that one hit.
Hang on 1 second here. I want to see what the most recent temperature is. Because when I first went out, it was around 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
It was still kind of warm.
Oh, no, it's dropped. It is currently 58.
58, and it's probably got a ways to go down before it comes back up.
Yeah, later. I mean, I've got a high. It says a high today of 70. This is just going by my watch here. It just says high today of 70. But like Rich said, upper 60s, probably, maybe.
We had hoped that Jacqueline would be able to join us this morning, but they had just a brutal, worse than any. You know, I made that round trip to Miami about 80 or more times when Janelle was living there, so I know that drive. She and the family went down to Deerfield Beach, which is it's like 80 miles north of Miami, and it took them 13 and some part of an hour to get back. So they got a little bit physically clobbered from all of that, especially when you're trying to manage little ones.
Yeah.
So I just said, I think you should stay home and rest and not feel guilty about it. Well, a little guilty, but not too guilty. Because we love her, and when she's in here, it's always a lot of fun. But we will absolutely do our best today among things that we might touch on this morning. Oh, I got a great... I hope I have this in my Facebook now. Look at that picture of Briscoe. He is listening to me on the radio in that shot. What did my dad just say? Trudeau in Canada got wailed on by one of his citizens. And he really didn't have much to say because she was telling the truth. And I want to play this to let you know that people are speaking their minds.
You sold us out to globalism.
Okay.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them. Hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now. We know what you're doing.
Well, it's nice when somebody gets their comeuppance, especially him. He just... creep. And we've kind of got the same thing going on here, don't we? Why is it that when it comes to situations like this, it's the women who have the balls to stand up and say something? I mean,
was pretty rough talk for a Canadian.
Very. But they're enduring the same kind of stuff that we are here with higher prices and everything, and we got an open border and all kinds of other stuff. Things that just don't make any sense in the real world. So good for her. And I think I will put that on Facebook because that took some guts. It is 6:20. We've got 18:19 news, and then we're back. We'll get our first look at the roads with Skipper in just a moment, too.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is part of a multi-state effort to put a stop to a decision coming from the Hawaii State Supreme Court. That decision was in favor of a lawsuit against major oil companies. Marshall has filed a brief on behalf of the state of Alabama and explained it further while on Fox News.
And this is a action arising out of the city of Honolulu, where individuals are asserting private nuisance actions, trespass claims against the fossil fuel industry. And while couched in terms of a marketing action, this is really about asking a trial judge in the state of Hawaii to be able to set national and global energy policy. That's not their role. That's not their function. And it's why it's so critically important for the Supreme Court to be able to weigh in. 20 states have banded together to be able to file this brief with the Supreme Court. And while it's directed to the Hawaii case, which procedurally is in the right posture for the Supreme Court to consider, the impact of this case is widespread. spread.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
An Alabama man was arrested in Panama City Beach in connection with a shooting. 19-year-old Christopher Beatty of Fultondale turned himself into authorities after the shooting of 19-year-old Kendrick Wesley. Investigators believe the shooting was part of a drug deal to buy marijuana that turned into a robbery. A total of three men were arrested, all three from the Birmingham area. Cedric the Entertainer will be in Alabama soon. He will be part of the Spring Fling comedy show in Mobile, which happens this coming Friday, April 5th. Tickets are still on sale for the comedy event. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, traffic this morning in Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, light to moderate. We are not very busy at the moment, but cars are beginning to hit the road, and we're seeing a lot of incoming traffic headed our way. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Right now, no reports of any problems that may really slow you down. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 on 565 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
David Little, Tucker Pecan. Things are changing in Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grom. I am here. David, he's out moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's the Google.
The Google?
The Google is our nominee today. The way this is written, it says, if you're next to your husband right now, pay close attention to the look on his face. When I say the next part, Google just agreed to delete all the data they've been collecting from people's incognito searches on their own.
They were collecting data from that.
Now, I don't want to be too edgy here, but incognito means you're searching for kink, basically?
I mean, yes. I do it because... in fact, I have an incognito window open right now to access two different versions of Facebook. One that I've had, just because I don't like signing in and out of my other one,
right.
I have this one and I pop it open. But I'll use incognito when it's like when you ask me to search up something that I'm like I don't want to I'll go incognito and look that up.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want it to stick to my search history.
Gotcha.
Or I don't want it to... YouTube's a good one. Like, maybe you've used YouTube a lot, and it's sort of got your algorithm set to where, hey, these are the kind of videos I like to see. Well, if I go into incognito to look it up on YouTube, it's not going to affect my account and start throwing up these videos that I have no interest in. I'm just looking for, like, when you asked me to look for a song.
Yeah.
Good. That way I don't have, you know, the Moody Blues all over my YouTube page.
The Moody Blues?
I just picked an artist. But that's the point. But for the most part, yeah.
Moody's are probably the last band, maybe one of two or three bands that if they were coming to town or near the area, I might make an effort to see.
Yeah, that actually has nothing to do with the Moody Blues. I actually enjoy the Moody Blues. But Steely, let's use Steely Dan.
Okay.
Because I hate Steely Dan.
You hate Steely Dan?
Can't stand Steely Dan. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of people who love him. Joey's one of them. Joey Clark loves Steely Dan.
I like FM. I always thought that was kind of a cool song.
Just never liked that. Whatever that jazz rock and fuse, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's something.
Never did like it.
Well, Do It Again was a very useful song because it was long and it gave us time to go smoke or, you know, sneak a doobie outside on certain radio
stations.
Wasn't,
one of them has a solo track for Christmas, right? Fogelberg, right?
Dan Fogelberg?
Or was he in Steely Dan? No.
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't. It was somebody else.
No, he was busy depressing people.
Right.
With morbid ballads that made you cry.
Yeah, old anxiety.
Yeah, God, that and Longer Than... And those are the songs you had to play in morning drive, too, which made it even worse. Hey, everybody, good morning. Dan Fogelberg is dead.
That's not a wake-up song. I never took to Steely Dan. Never did.
People assume that when they're searching in incognito, it's usually adult material.
Yeah, look, 99. I gave you the 1%. 99% of the time, that's what you're doing it for.
A lawsuit 4 years ago accused Google of misrepresenting the type of data it collects in those searches. It was settled, but the details just came out in a court filing. They've agreed to delete billions of data records. Who's going to check on this, though? So they've agreed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
From people's private browsing sessions. I thought they were all private.
Right. It's not necessarily that anybody's going to look at this. It's the fact that from what the thing tells you, where it's like incognito, nothing's going to be tracked, blah, 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 all of this. Except it was. They did have access to it. They could look at it. They could get the data from it. And so that's the reason they're going after it.
And then there's this.
Google will destroy the browsing history of anyone who used the incognito mode in Chrome. Nothing to worry about. We won't be selling any of your personal information to a third party.
Did you say party? I found a party warehouse near you. Would you like me to call them?
We at Google promise all your private information is safe.
I found several companies where you can buy a safe. There's National Lock and Safe, 14 miles away on Westridge Road.
This message brought to you by Google, Apple, and Amazon. Taking away your civil liberties, one private internet search and product at a time.
That is your conspiracy theory for the day on News Talk 93.1 FM at 6:30 already. Wow, we've killed a half hour. Went by quickly. Timeline with me as your mediocre substitute host is just a couple of moments off, and we got the cheap and trashy. The REO concert was last night. If anybody went...
That's right, yeah.
I would love a review. And
we gave away tickets.
We did. And part of the deal is when you pick up tickets that we give away, we expect a report.
Yeah, you called in and won them, so tell us how it went.
You can make one more phone call and say, hey, really enjoyed the show. At 6:30, that Google story was brought to you by Appliance Security. I'm talking Mark and Vicky. Great local company providing security for home, business, and property for over four decades here in the River Region. And as our budgets with shrinkflation, with less to spend, and you're making cuts here and there, don't cut your security off because monthly monitoring has become too expensive to handle. It starts under 30 with Apply. Their systems are effective, incredibly effective. They've been protecting us for 20 years, and we've been good. But the monthly monitoring starts under $30. 279-8338 is the number if you're interested in battening down the hatches at home, business, or property with Applied Security. Mark and Vicky with four decades of experience. And terrific people, too, and longtime supporters of free speech and talk radio. That's 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. It looks like John A. has answered the call. John, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's happening?
I won tickets last Friday for Ario, and it was an awesome show. Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad you went, and I'm so glad you enjoyed it. How was it? How was everything?
Oh, it was really good. Kevin's voice was great. The rest of the crew was really good. They had a warm-up band that was really good, too, that did really good harmonies. And just a really good show. I mean, it was full throttle the whole time, about almost 2 hours.
You know, I knew Kevin. The story with R.E.S.B. Wagon, they're from Centralia, Illinois, in the southern part of the state.
Oh, another, well, I say a Chicago band, but an Illinois band.
Well, here's what happened. Styx took off, And R.E.O. was like Styx. They were kind of a bar band doing college campuses.
Didn't they play some stuff together?
Well, yeah, we did a lot of shows with them.
Yeah.
So, but that's the ironic part in that REO came along a little after Styx did and looked at them as sort of a mentor. You know, how do we get into the top 40 with our stuff?
Oh, that's cool.
And they're very similar bands in a way. They have power ballads and great harmonies.
Right.
And
it was
Kevin
very
Cronin's,
good. I really enjoyed it.
Kevin Cronin's, thanks for the call. Kevin Cronin's also a little bit like Dennis DeYoung in that he can be a bit of a, I don't want to use the word prima donna, even though Dennis's nickname in Styx was Primo.
Mm-hmm.
But he went through some stuff, but the guy's freaking brilliant. He's just absolutely brilliant. And I'm glad we had him in town. Looking forward to some of the other shows coming up on the Impact schedule as well. Adams Drugs has been your local choice for pharmaceutical needs. We were talking with Larry Stevens yesterday afternoon about their long history here. And customer service that is not going away. I mean, that's what makes them so unique. People who are tired of indifference from the pharmacy they're currently using, if it's a national chain, when you want people who will help you focus on your medical needs, not only supply the prescriptions, but take time to save you money on copays, to go that extra step for you, to come from behind the counter, help you find an over-the-counter solution for something you may be dealing with. If you need a Coke and a candy bar, you can do that too at Adams Drugs. It's all about you, the customer, and nobody does a better job. There are 12 locations in the River Region, 4 have health clinics, so you can get a flu shot or a shingle shot or something the doctor might have prescribed. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. The timeline is next. It's 6:34. What's the latest temperature we got?
I'm still sitting at 58.
But still sitting at 58. Yeah. Quite windy, though, too.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should too. Have a better day.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Two cases of bird flu have been discovered in the U.S. Health officials are warning people to use mouthwash after making out with a bird. IKEA has started making new U.S. stores smaller. Now making a full trip through the showroom will only take 2 hours instead of three. Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock spent the day at a cosmetic surgery retreat in Connecticut. And so far, that's 2024's whitest sentence. And a new poll shows Americans are increasingly unhappy. Though, to be fair, the poll was conducted by people exiting the new Ghostbusters movie. This is not headline news.
At 6:37, with the timeline, I'm your substitute host, Greg Goodell, for Rich Thomas. I need somebody to make me feel like I'm worthy to do this in Rich's place.
You are adorable.
Okay. Now, by the way, the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting is on spring break following their leader's advice.
He wasn't. He said, you probably got it too. He sent me a text of his whole setup there last night.
Yes, I saw that.
In his hotel room. So
it was just like he had packed up everything he has in his living room and moved it to South Padre Island so he could track the storm last night. And I got to tell you this about Rich. He may not like it, but I'm telling you anyway. he's been looking forward to this trip. It's the Hurricane Conference, the Severe Weather Specialist.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a vacation. It's a work thing, but he hates that he wasn't here.
Yes, he beats himself
to deal with this
mercilessly because the audacity to book a trip 3 months ago, not knowing there was going to be severe weather last night.
Yeah.
But that's how seriously he takes it, folks. And I think Rich Thomas deserves a big group hug.
Aww.
All right, we're at 6:38 on the timeline for the 3rd of April. Let's hope it's not that kind of a day, although the weather...
I like the cold. I'm glad the cold's back.
I was out at 3 o'clock this morning, it was really muggy and sultry and not very comfortable. The legendary Pony Express began service on this date in 1860, taking the mail from Missouri to California. And off the road, kicking up a cloud of dust. We'll take that call. There's no formality to this. I think it was something like 10 cents to send the mail cross country. I don't know what it is now, 60 cents, whatever the hell it is. I cannot believe the nightmare the post office has become when it comes to mailing things. They used to guarantee delivery in the 48 states in 1 to 3 days on a first-class stamp, and almost always, if you dropped it in a mailbox here, it would be at a local address the next day. Now it's 3 to 5 days, and sometimes it's not even that. I don't know what the hell's going on. 1982, Jesse James shot in the back by his own cousin who wanted the $10,000 reward. $10,000 in those days, that was like a quarter million. So I think we can have, the guy was a killer. Money, that kind of money, life-changing money. I can't get too down on Robert Forbes. Is that stuff we need to...
No, not at all. It was a winner from the drawings on Friday, mm-hmm. asking to make sure they won. And he also had REO Speedwagon tickets and said it was a fantastic show.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. That's good news. First issue of TV Guide hit the newsstands back in 1953 on this day with Lucille Ball and her new baby, Desi Arnaz Jr. Back then, it was a simple thing. You had your networks and your local channels.
Yeah.
And then when cable came along, TV Guide it used to be a nice handy little half-size magazine you put on the coffee table. Then it had to become almost like a book with all the channels now. Do they even make it anymore?
That's a good question. I don't know.
And it is, do they actually compile? I mean, I have that one thing that comes with a Samsung, and there's like 1,000 channels on there.
Yeah.
None of them are of particular interest to me, but you get all that extra stuff for free. 1978, this date, Woody Allen won Best Director for Annie Hall. Nerds, very unhappy because that movie beat out Spielberg's Close Encounters and George Lucas for Star Wars. Richard Dreyfuss won for Best Actor for overplaying a role like few other actors ever have in a movie. It was The Goodbye Girl with late 70s phenomenon Marsha Mason. That was on Turner a couple of weeks ago, and I watched a little of it. And he just was like, wow, somebody put a bag on this guy. He is so overdoing it. But he won then. We saw it differently. This date, 1994, singer Tracy Lawrence charged with aggravated assault in Nashville for firing a revolver in the air to scare away dudes who flipped him off on the highway.
Wow.
See, then you could get arrested for that.
Yeah.
But in Rich's neighborhood, somebody came out of the house firing over 20 shots into the air. Turns out they're squatters. They can't do anything. That's nice to know, isn't it? That the law protects the taxpaying citizen. 28 years ago, the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, finally arrested. I've watched several documentaries on him. That's an interesting story about
him. Very interesting story.
A lot of it involving sheer luck and timing. Between 1978 and 95, he sent 16 mail bombs across the country, killing three and wounding 23 others.
And he used to work for the government or something, right? Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was actually his brother that turned him in.
Yeah.
Because when the manifesto was published,
he said, that's my brother.
That's my brother. And he had to make a tough decision. I mean, he had to turn him in. People were getting killed. He did the right thing. MC Hammer filed for bankruptcy because Hammer Time was a phenomenon that lasted relatively
quick.
Yeah. But I remember idiots going to see him in concert at sold-out arenas in South Florida. I don't know. He came from nowhere. Sold out big arenas, 50,000 feet of seats.
There's probably about that many feet there, too.
Federal judge ruled on this date, ironically, because we were just talking about...
What was that?
That was our chips. That was our drawing chips.
What is over there that must
have... I would like to know that, because it was on the floor, wasn't it?
Do we have a rodent?
Oh, please, don't tell me we do.
Oh, no, it's not. It's fine.
What happened?
Some book fell off.
Oh, the top of the thing is very slippery.
Yeah, this book fell off the top.
You know who put that book there yesterday?
No idea.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Idiot. Idiot.
It's just weird to hear a noise. It's just you and I.
Well, it's okay.
You didn't bring the dog, did you?
It's Don Markwell, somebody from the past, coming to pay us a visit here in the studio.
Hey, he's upstairs.
I saw him, his reflection in the mirror up there one day. Not the mirror, the glass.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Spooky.
That was very weird. And I was not doing drugs at the time that happened. Not much else on the timeline. Dave Navarro quit the Red Hot Chili Peppers this date, 1998. And in this century, the iPad, first generation of the iPad, was released 14 years ago today. Let's go down the celebrity birthday list and see who we know and care about. How about Paris Jackson, Michael's, is that a daughter or a son?
I think that's it's child. I don't know which one. I'm not sure.
Which is the one he was dangling over the hotel balcony that time?
Is that Blanket?
Yeah, I think so.
Who actually has a name, we just called him Blanket.
Yeah. Sarah Jeffrey.
No.
Rachel Bloom.
No.
Amanda Bynes, who is featured in that Disturbed. Everybody I know that's watched that Quiet on the Set documentary says it is really stomach-churning.
And they're doing an extra episode now, coming out later this month. They're doing a follow-up episode to all of that.
Good. Is anybody going to pay a price for what happened there? Lawsuits and stuff?
Dude went to court and got out, and it would be nice if that were the case. I don't know how that's going to happen, but I hope it does.
How about Leona Lewis?
No.
That sounds familiar, but not too familiar.
Adam Scott?
No.
Yeah, he was in Parks and Rec. He's in a great show on
I've watched Parks and Rec. I can't hug that show.
That and The Office I never got into.
Parks and Rec, The Office is a far superior show.
Oh, I'm sure, but I just never got into either of them.
Every show's got to have one person that everybody loves to hate. And Parks and Rec, I just didn't like the casting.
The entire group you didn't like.
Yeah, everybody was weird. But I've watched it, so I'm not... That's just my thing. If you like it, I'm all for you.
Yeah, there's a show on Apple TV Plus. I think it's called Severance. And it's only got one season so far. They're working on the second season. It's got him in it. It's really, really good. Really enjoyed it.
Severance.
It's a weird thing. It's to try and explain the plot to you. Basically, they get something implanted in their head so that when they go to work, they don't remember anything that goes on at work. In other words, for them, it's like they blacked out for 8 hours. It just goes by. And then when they come home, as soon as they leave the office, boom, it's as though they hadn't been at work for 8 hours.
It's weird.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, you don't have to worry. Yeah, it's very weird. It's very kind of sci-fi-ish a little bit, but I really, really, really liked it.
Other birthdays today, Eddie Murphy is 63, David Hyde Pierce from Frasier.
Aw, Niles.
65. And Alec Baldwin.
Rectum.
Is 66. Tony Orlando, if I had just known this, oh, God, oh, two of the worst.
You would have opened with...
Not three times, or tie yellow ribbon.
And again, I would have gone incognito to find the song.
Tony Orlando hits the big 8.
Oh!
And Wayne Newton, we could have played Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast, another cheery ballad from the early 70s that you just love to hear.
Is that about...
Oh, God.
Is that about Daddy leaving?
Daddy's, yeah.
Don't walk so fast.
Doris Day would have been 102.
What would you have played of hers?
Que sera, sera.
Yeah. Doris, you have to.
Doris had that farm fresh face.
Farm fresh face? She a bag of eggs? She just...
somebody out there who remembers Doris Day, she just had that farm fresh face.
I don't know. Farm fresh.
Other celebrities no longer with us on this day, Billy Joe Royal, down in the Boondocks, Trailer Park. Marlon Brando would have been 100 today.
Do you realize you could have played a really nice knife? You could have played a really nice death montage of songs here?
I really could have, yeah. We could have lost every one of our listeners by 6:50 this morning. I don't have the countdowns on the dates, but again, it's one day till tomorrow. That is your timeline. And now here's...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back with the cheap and trashy after SRN News. Your replay.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas. Taiwan has been hit by its most powerful earthquake in 25 years. At least 9 people are dead, hundreds injured. Parts of the central U.S. and the Ohio Valley have been blasted by strong storms, spawning tornadoes, damaging hail, and flooding rains. Israel's military chief says a misidentification led to the airstrike that killed 7 Gaza aid workers, Israel vowing a thorough, independent investigation. A second temporary channel has been opened at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to get around the wreckage. It's blocking the main channel into the port of Baltimore. And responding to President Biden's declaration of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, former President Trump declaring Election Day Christian Visibility Day. Dow futures down 33 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Traffic's building on this Wednesday morning. We got a good bit rolling through downtown Montgomery right now on I-65 and 85. Boulevards are beginning to beef up a bit. And Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka still giving us all clears. No problems right at the moment in the listening area. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Your ticket to success is Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State is what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. For Montgomery's Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have, and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
I'm sorry about condoms.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go.
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. I'm your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udell, with Jay Scott riding shotgun today. We were talking about Parks and Rec before the break.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Steve Cord, who sent me a video clip, The Best of Ron Swanson. He's the guy with the big, bushy mustache who has... He's funny.
Yeah.
You see, I would have made him that character on the show that everybody... You know, it's kind of like Dwight on The Office. Because mm-hmm. he's good. But there's too many other people that are just quirky and annoying. For me. Steve, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I may even try and play that a little bit later. I know a lot of people didn't react to it yesterday, especially based on the Facebook post. But I was sad to see Joe Flaherty pass away. I loved his work on SCTV. If you ever have time to diddle and do a search, go back and watch some of the old episodes because some real stars came out of that show, like John Candy and Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara. And he also played the TV Dracula known as Count Floyd.
Oh, woo, woo. That's kind of scary, believe me.
I thought he was a very funny guy. He did a lot of stuff over the years, movies, Happy Gilmore, and also Freaks and Geeks.
Daddy, I skipped Latin.
Oh, well, I can understand why you wouldn't want to learn about that. It's only the building block of our language. I had a friend that used to smoke. You know what he's doing now? He's dead. There was a girl in our school. She had premarital sex. You know what she did on graduation day? Died. An overdose. Heroin.
Dad, are any of your friends alive?
The smart ones.
Hey, it's...
Oh, boy.
It's really tough times for J-Lo. She has quietly renamed her tour from This Is Me Now to This Is Me Live, the greatest hits. Poor ticket sales for the J-Lo tour. She has canceled 7 scheduled concerts so far. Now, this is the original ad for the J-Lo tour.
Global superstar, Jennifer Lopez. This Is Me Now, the tour. Live across North America in 2024. Get tickets Friday, February 23rd at LiveNation.com.
And they have renamed the tour with this ad.
Global superstar, Jennifer Lopez.
This Is Me Live, the greatest hits.
Live across North America in 2024. Get tickets.
There are a lot available. I mean, a lot. Really close to the stage. She ain't Beyonce. She ain't Madonna. And she ain't Taylor Swift. Jennifer Lopez. On sale now.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think we have to put some of the blame where it belongs on Ben Affleck. Quack, quack. Because he has a way of bringing down... George Lucas is the wealthiest nerd in America.
I would not doubt that at all.
$5.5 billion. He actually is ahead of Steven Spielberg. And you know, he's at third place, Michael Jordan. $3.2 billion net worth. And he is now ahead of the Oprah Monster, who has racked up $2.8 billion in net worth just for asking the questions that demanded to be asked.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Ashton Kutcher getting dragged down by his association with Diddy. And we still, I mean, no arrest. They surrounded his house with tanks. I don't know what's going to come down on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But for all of this, it should be something pretty heavy. And then he got into a little, and understandably so, he and his wife, Mila Kunis, were nailed to the wall for writing letters of support for convicted rapist Danny Masterson. So... Ashton's getting taken to task on social media. Connections between celebrities. Elton John is Eminem's AA sponsor.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That's not something we should know because it's called Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. Not supposed to know. I've come out, you know me, but... I've never named anybody else in the program. You're supposed to not do that. But they're big superstars. They can handle it, I'm sure. Keanu Reeves met Dolly Parton when he was a kid because his mother made costumes for Dolly, including her infamous Playboy Bunny outfit. Alice Cooper also babysat Keanu Reeves once. The question I have there is, why was Alice Cooper babysitting anybody? Wasn't he, I mean, I thought he became a rock star and... I guess if you're a friend, you'll do what's needed. Cameron Diaz went to high school with Snoop Dogg, and she's pretty sure that she bought weed from him. How about automatic weapons and other things that he has been known to carry? Meghan Markle did the invitations for Robin Thicke's 2005 wedding.